people, their fuses also get blown. Then in the process, they don't know whether they must see this book or that book. So we are going to give you the book, alhamdulillah, inshallah, in that way it will help you along. Another important point, you must take money obviously with you. My advice to you, if you want to take South African rands, so they accept that also at the Sarraf, the money exchanger. You just give them, when we went in Ramadan now, so the rate was plus minus for 100 rand, they will give you 25 riyals or 26 riyals or so forth. So around there, and if you're taking US dollars, then the rate is fixed, is 372, 373 riyals you will get per dollar. So that's like a fixed rate in Mecca and in Medina throughout the year. So whether you want to take riyals from here, you go to the bank, or you take rands from here, or you take dollars from here, so all that is fine, so you should do so. Mothers, sisters, we haven't forgotten about you, because you also want to take your money and some uplang and what have you, so it's very good, take it worth. What are the qualities of the Hujjaj? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the quality of the Hujjaj is this, it'amu ta'am. So mashallah, in our group, normally we go with TTW, travel into a world, from Durban, Brother Hussein Khan, Brother Ashraf Muhammad and them. So in our tent, our camp, then Hajj time, we announce. We say whoever wants to give any amount, 5 riyals, 10 riyals, 50 riyals, 100, 1000 riyals, whatever. So mashallah, give that only lillah money, and we will make the teams. Normally we make 2-3 groups of youngsters, 10, 10, 10 or 20, 20, depending on the crowd. And they go and feed the Hujjaj. So from now, make that intention that this money here, I am going to feed the Hujjaj there in Mina, in Arafat, in Muzdalifah. You know the people are perspiring, the people are thirsty, it's 2 million, 3 million people. And you came with the water, Haji, this take. Oh, Haji, take this tea. Oh, Haji, take this fruit. You know the dua he will give you from the bottom of his heart, subhanallah. So remember that we need to become an asset to humanity and the Hujjaj. Not everybody is from South Africa. Some people brought their life earnings and the bare minimum they got. So we are there to assist them, inshallah. So that's an excellent gesture that from our side, inshallah. Another important gesture, that important intention we need to do and make is, normally people speak of a 5-day Hajj. I don't really encourage that. When we speak of Quran and Sunnah, remember the Quran Kareem taught us Surah 3 verse 31. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. This is a journey of love. If you love Almighty Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. You follow me, نَيْوِي نَبِي مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Follow me immaculately, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah, جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And your sins will be forgiven. Dear Hujjaj, prospective Hujjaj from all parts of the world, listeners of Sirius FM, listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, remember from now, make that intention, it is my first Hajj, Allah alone know will I get another opportunity or not, I make intention of a 6-day Hajj. Each one make this intention. Why? Because Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed 6-day Hajj. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, khudu anni manasikakum, take your actions from me. And then the Quran Sharif is encouraging us, faman ta'ajjala fi yawmain, the 11th and 12th you pelted and then you went away, fala ithma alayh, there is no sin upon you. That is the fatwa, that is the verdict. Waman ta'akhkhara, whoever stayed the 30-day day in Mina, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, there is no sin upon you, لِمَنِ اتَّقَى, and that is the sign of your taqwa. And that is why we are going for the Hajj, so that we become a better human being, so that we become an ambassador of Islam, so that we can become an asset to humanity. So brothers, sisters, honorable Hujjaj, prospective Hujjaj, make that intention, inshallah, that we're going to perform 6-day Hajj, inshallah. Thereafter, now the day came, we are departing from Johannesburg or Durban or wherever, and we are going via Dubai, we're going directly via Cairo or whatever. Remember the route we use. That is your choice. You and your agent, you discuss it and so forth. But what is very sad, you will find people asking me always, what about my 2 rakat nafil salat? If you're going to Makkah first, I want to read my 2 rakat salat for ihram. But in the process, they miss the Zuhur salat, miss the Asr salat, miss Maghrib, Isha, Fajr salat. We're going for one farz, and in the process, we missed out 2, 3, 4 farais. How do we justify that? Remember Hujjaj Baitullah, wherever we are, we have to read salat on time. Whether we're on the plane, whether we're on the train, we have to read salat on time. So you take that flight, so you know that you will have to read Fajr Salat or Zohar Salat or whichever. So today the planes, mashallah, if you're traveling with Emirates, every 15-20 minutes they will show you the Qibla. You're traveling with Saudi Airlines, at the back they have, mashallah, like a musalla, and there they will show you the direction of the Qibla. So there's hardly any excuse for a person to say, I can't manage. So all of us are able, capable. We are going for Hajj. Make sure that we face the Qibla. We are standing and we read our Salat. Fajr Salat 2 and 2. Zohar 2 rakats. Asr 2 rakats. Maghrib 3 rakats. Isha 2 rakats and 3 witr you read according to Hanafis. Shafi's and them you read 2 rakats. It's fine. So you must remember that is whilst we are traveling. So don't miss any Salat. That is of paramount importance. Thereafter, now you'll be landing in Medina Munawwara, or you're landing there in Jeddah. You must remember that there are 2 million, 3 million people coming for Hajj. It's not we alone. The Quran has stated, "Min kulli fajin amiq." People are coming from different directions, places and cities, countries and continents. So there might be a big crowd. Now these things have become much easy, but prepare for the worst. Prepare that you will wait at the airport 2, 3, 4 hours. MashaAllah, in half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, you are cleared. Alhamdulillah. Therefore, I always advise people, rather go first to Medina Munawwara. The new airport in Medina Munawwara, they have facilitated many things and expedited. So it becomes much easier for the flow also, and you don't have to worry of ihram also. Even if you went first to Jeddah, then Medina, you don't have to worry about ihram because you're not going to Makkah. So our journey will take us from here to Medina Munawwara. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in there. Whenever the Master alayhi salatu salam was returning to Medina, what would the Master do sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Asra as-sayr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, excessive love for Medina Munawwara, you would make the means of conveyance and transport. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go faster and faster. We can't tell the pilot go faster. We can't go tell the bus driver, taxi driver go faster. But the nearer we come to Medina to Rasul, the heart should be excited, elated. Ya dakhil ad-dar, salli ala nabiyyi al-mukhtar. The shair, the poet says, you're about to enter Medina Munawwara. So abundant durood, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, I'm such a gunegar, I'm such a sinner, transgressor. Out of your fadl, your grace, your mercy, today you are bringing me to Medina to Rasul. How many people are crying? How many people, they passed away, they never saw Makkah, Medina. If you look at the poetry written about Medina in Arabic, in Urdu, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey and his hijrah. The Master alayhi salam is entering Medina Munawwara. And you know the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered where Quba is. The people of Najjar, the carpenters, they were welcoming Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First day they went, disappointed. The young daughters, very, very young, they came back. Second day, third day, lo and behold, Subhanallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entering. Thaniyas Nain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu entering. These young daughters, oh daughters of Johannesburg and other parts of South Africa. What do we know? Do we know what they read? These daughters of Medina, who belong to the tribe of Najjar, the carpenters, they said, welcoming the Master alayhi salam. نحن جوار من بني النجاري نحن جوار من بني النجاري يا حبذا محمد جاري. They said that we are the daughters of Madina Munawwara. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. How excellent today Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our neighbor. Imagine. So we're not entering a normal place that we're going for a holiday or we're just going for a tourist attraction. We're going directly to convey our salat and salam to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So when we entering Madina Munawwara and en route to Madina, abandon the route, salawat, salutations. Some ulama have written, you should read Inna Atayna. It's not a sunnah, but it's permissible. You can read it, it's fine. Any amount of times. So we must always draw a distinction what is sunnah and what is permissible. Today the ummah confuses a lot of issues. Thereafter we'll go to our ABC XYZ hotel and so forth. Then you freshen up, you take your bath, wear your best Islamic clothes, everything. Now you're walking from your hotel towards Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi. Wherever you're going, any direction, any door, Babi Jibreel, all that, forget that 90% of the time it's closed now. It's for special dignitaries and so forth. So any door you enter from, and before you enter the masjid, try and take 2 riyals, 5 riyals, 10, 20 riyals, whatever you can afford, and give to some poor person. Normally we just say give the workers. So you're practicing on the Quranic verse, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha najaytumur rasul, faqaddimu bayna yaday najwaakum sadaqa. Before you speak to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, then give out some charity. And remember, we believe Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah in Hayatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Master alayhi salatu wasalam will hear our salam and inshaAllah reply to us as well. So before we engage in that, give out some charity. Is mustahab, is not compulsory. Then you enter the masjid with the right foot, make intention of nafil i'tikaf. Bismillah, sisters, listen carefully. Make intention of nafil i'tikaf. Bismillah, wassalatu, wassalamu, ala rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rabbi ghfirli, dhunubi. Ya Allah, forgive me my sins. Allahumma aftahli abwaba rahmatik. O beloved Allah, open thy doors of mercy for me. I'm in Masjidun Nabawi. I'm mihmanun nabi. I'm the yufun nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm the guest of the Master alayhi wa sallam. What a great honor that is. Then if it's not makruh time, then you read 2 rakat tahiyyatul masjid. Any surahs, but after surah Fatiha, you read kul ya kafirun, kul wallah. First rakat, second rakat, make salam, and you go into sajda, and that is sajda e shukr you will make. Remember, Masjid Nabawi, few things have changed now. Just few months. When you come from door number one, Babu Salam, so you'll enter from there and you'll go out from Babul Baqi going towards the graveyard. That first 8-9 serfs, there's no more salat there. And they don't want you to read salat there, the crowd is there. So they are using that only for salat and salam. They even changed the color of the musalla now. Before it was red, now they made it green. And the imam no more stands here at Mihrab Usmani. The Mihrab of Sayyidina Usmani no more stands there for all salats. They stand there at Mihrabun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we were there now in Shaaban and Ramadan with Allah's help. So you see all this. So Hajj time also, obviously it will be like that. So what will happen is that then you try after your 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid, after your sajda shukr, you thank Almighty Allah. Then we go 2 categories. The men, Masjid Nabawi is open 24 hours a day. So you come right in front. And now you're going to offer salat and salam. Now in our kitabs, or you memorizing, remember, believe you me, the police will not even allow you to stand there for 1 minute. You will just stand there a few seconds and the police will come, mashi, mashi ya haji, walk, 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 ya Allah, move it up. So what must you do? So you don't go and cause interruptions there or start arguing, no. Just from a distance, mashallah, you start your salat and salam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Learn this by heart, and then you are right there in Medina. Read As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Muzammil. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Muddathir. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Abul Qasim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So words like that, try and by heart. Don't go with kitab and all that. The crowd is big. The police will not allow you to stand. They just want you to walk and move quickly. So remember, sisters, your side is more congested than the men. Because you are so many, the place is restricted and conflicted. So you, sisters, my advice to you, we never dare, but I hear from my wife and them. So stand right at the back, and Aram say you can easily, in comfort, you can read your salat and salam. You're going to try and come in front, sister. Remember, there are ladies from other countries, Turkey, Nigeria, other countries. You know, they are very strong, and you are now. You know, when we send luggage, we got fragile luggage. So our women are like that, you know, fragile. They might give you one push, you'll end up straight in Baki, you know. So mothers and sisters, my advice to you, don't push anybody. You are in the masjid, don't desecrate the sanctity of the masjid. Even if you read salat and salam from further on, but you showed respect and reverence to the masjid, is better than coming nearer and pushing and jostling people, for male and female. So that's a very important principle to remember. So what are we going to do in front of the master, alayhi salatu salam? I want everyone's attention here. What I'm going to tell you now is very, very important. وَالنَّاسُ أَنْهَا غَافِلُونَ. But 90% of the ummah, they don't know these things. What is insight? We're standing here, our back is facing the Qibla, Mustafa in the court of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. What is insight? So first, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. It was the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. It was a Monday. And that is fi hujrati Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. In the room, Mubarak room of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, in the room of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So that is one wall already. There the Master alayhi salatu salam is resting. Then, in the year, this was 11th year of the Hijrah. Then we come the year 99 to 101. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, the great Umar, second Umar is known as Umar Thani. After Sayyidina Umar is the first Umar. So he is Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen. So he said, I need to build another wall. But he built a wall called Khumasi. Khumasi means pentagon. He said, I don't want to build a square and a cube. You see, if he built a square, it would imitate very similar to the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. He said no. So he, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, built a Khumasi, a structure with five walls. So first you have the wall of the room of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu. Then behind it you have the pentagon, you have five walls. Okay? And this was done by who? Sayyidina Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah. He was a Khalifa in the year 99 to 101 after Hijrah. Then we go forward, and here you must remember the name of Nuruddin Zanki, rahimahullah. It's very sad. Today every second Muslim knows World Cup this, that you ask this, they never even heard the name. It's an indictment upon the Ummah. Very sad, but the truth. So you must remember, the enemies of Islam, they're always trying to do some mischief, some, you know, treachery and so forth. Allah forbid, they wanted to exhume the body, the Mubarak, blessed body of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So two enemies came, and they made themselves like, you know, they were very pious people, buzruks, but they weren't. They were shaitan, obviously, in human form. So Nuruddin Zanki rahimahullah saw the Master alayhi salam in the dream, and the image of these people was shown to Nuruddin Zanki, sought these two people out. Nurul Zanki, same time, got ready from Syria and he came with his entourage, army and everybody. Every male who's here in Medina Munawwara, you got invitation and you must come. Everyone came, but he didn't see those two people. He asked the people, who's left? Definitely. They said, yes, there's two so buzruks there and five. They don't accept anybody's invitation. And the whole day they're making itikaf and they only leave for their human needs. He said, bring them here. When they were summoned, they stood in front of Nuruddin Zanki. He said, these are the two shaitans. He said, where do you live? He said, there. He said, come, let's go. Initially, they looked, they didn't see anything, so he started moving certain things around. Lo and behold, they were digging a cave right through, and they dug quite a bit. And every day they used to go to the graveyard, from Masjid graveyard, they would take the sand and offload it there in Baqi. So when they saw this, Nuruddin Zanki knew they are guilty, they confessed to it, they were executed. Then, your first wall is Hujratu Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the wall of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Second one is the Khumasi, the pentagon, and that is Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah. Then you have Nuruddin Zanki's wall, and that is a steel structure, nobody can go beyond that, nobody. So from that time till today, nobody can go beyond that. That right around, he put a steel structure, and that is your third surrounding there. So we must remember that what is inside, and when we are conveying salam. In the year 888, remember what we see now, the green fence, that was placed by Sultan Qatibai more than 500 years ago. And from that time till today, remember, that is what we see when we offering and conveying our salat and salam to the Master alayhi salatu salam. So I hope I gave you some idea of what is inside. So when we stand there, at least we know what is happening inside, like, you know. So anyway, so that was just to, for your information. Now, before you move from Nabi alayhi salatu salam, add this one sentence. How can we forget? So say, Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi salam ma huwa ahalu. Ya Allah, you reward the Master alayhi salatu salam on our behalf. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana sallallahu alayhi salam anna wa an hadhil ummah wa anil muslimin jamia. All these type of words you can use. Ya Allah, on our behalf, on behalf of the ummah, you reward Nabi alayhi salatu salam every tear, every blood, drop of blood, every sacrifice. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, our parents will not do. So we must remember, he was, he is, he will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Allah. And that is how, from that time, Sahaba, Tabi'in, and that's how we got Iman and Islam. So always remember that. Then you come to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, at least learn these two, three words. As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidina Aba Bakrin. In Arabic it becomes Aba Bakr. You say Abu Bakr, Aba Bakr is same, don't worry. So as-salamu alayka ya Sayyidina Aba Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. As-salamu alayka ya Thani Athnain. You are the second of the two. Surah 9 verse 40, Allah Ta'ala speaks of that. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Aba Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu khair al-jaza. Ya Allah, you give Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu the greatest reward for his sacrifices. Oh Ummah, another indictment. Who paid for the land, for the sand of Masjid Nabawi? Who? When they came from Quba, in Quba the Masjid was built, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam put the first block, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu put the second block, and then they built the masjid. When they came to Medina Munawwara, then negotiation started with Sahal and Suhail radiallahu anhuma. They said, we'll give free. He said, no, we'll pay you. 10 gold coins, brothers, no collection. Said Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Siddiq Akbar. So he's the greatest person to walk on this earth. Remember, after all Anbiya and Messengers alayhi salatu wasalam. He took 10 gold coins, his personal money, and he gave them. And he paid for Masjid Nabawi. Every person reading Salat there, every person reading Salat and Salam, every person making Dua and Itikaf, the reward goes to Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. At least thank him. Ya Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, Jazallahu anna wa anil muslimina jami'a. For your sacrifices, for your contribution towards Islam, we will never forget you and your legacy. So remember, these are things that we should remember. Read 2 rakat salat and say, Ya Allah, you reward Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu for all his sacrifices he made for the deen of Islam. Then you come to Sayyidina Umar Farooq, the first person to be called Amir al-Mu'mineen. As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Hafs. Who is Umar? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Umar? Do you know who's Umar? What Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said on the farsh, on the land and sand, Allah sent from the arsh and the heavens and skies. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah has mentioned more than 20 ayats were revealed according to the suggestion of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. I give you one example. Because we are here for Hajj and Umrah and so forth. The Master alayhi salatu salam and Sayyidina Umar have performed tawaf. Sayyidina Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let us read and perform salat behind Maqam Ibrahim. The Master alayhi salam says, no, we have to wait for wahi and revelation. Lo and behold, the ayat gets revealed. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّىٰ. Make Maqam Ibrahim the place of Salat. Same according to the suggestion, opinion of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu. That is Umar. So remember Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and told him, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin Umar radiallahu an. You brought all the people behind one imam for Salatul Taraweeh. You brought so much noor, radiance and effulgence. Yeah, there was noor in Masjid Nabawi, but you enhanced it and you made it much more. May Allah bless you with more and more noor, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. That is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So thanks Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So remember that Sayyidina Umar also extended the masjid. The Qibla in Masjid Nabawi is a southern direction. So the first expansion, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made expansion, the first expansion was after Khaybar in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time. Second extension, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Third extension, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. So that is the mihrab of Sayyidina Usman. So know all these facts when we are there in Masjid Nabawi. Keep your tongue moist with the salawat and durood and salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sisters, you want to know about shopping, right? So let's go for some shopping now. So remember, when you go for shopping, what shopping you going to do in Madinah Munawwara? A, B, and I. Okay? A, B, I. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and spoke about Ajwa dates. That whosoever has the Ajwa dates, so in the morning, 7 days before Fajr, after Fajr, before breakfast and so forth, so لَمْ يَدُرُّهُ سُمٌّ وَلَا سِحْرٌ is hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So remember that your magic and your jadu and all these things, poisonous things, nothing will harm you. So eat the Ajwa dates there in Madina Munawwara and bring the Ajwa dates home also. It's but expensive. 100 riyals, you must remember, Hajj time the price is more expensive. 80 riyals, 70 riyals, depending the quality. You get different grades of Ajwa. One is very expensive, Ajwa Aliya, mentioned in Sahih Muslim. But remember, any Ajwa you get, it's small dates, and mashallah, that you have it 7 dates per day, and try and have that, inshallah, Allah will protect you. So A for Ajwa. Second one, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of Barni. The hadith is authentic in Tabarani. So A for Ajwa, B for Barni. So Barni is what? Mustafa. Barni is very cheap. 10 riyals, 12 riyals, 15 riyals a kilo. So you buy the Barni dates and thereafter you eat it. Fihi dawa'un wala da'afi. hadith in Tabarani, that in that there is dawa and medication and shifa, and there's no illness, sickness in it. So buy the barni dates. Whatever you want, you eat, you bring. Any other date you buy also is Mubarak and blessed. Nabi alayhi salam made dua for all the dates in Medina Munawwara, but these two are mentioned specifically by name by the Master alayhi salam. A for Ajwa, B for Barni, I for Ismid. Ismid is not a date, it is surma, it is kuhul, antimony, which you put in your eyes. So the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, alaykum bil ismid, that use the surma, the antimony, that is ismid, is like pinkish, reddish in color, not blackish. So remember, for innahu yajlul basar, people like me and you, we wear spectacles, people wear contact lenses, people have problem with their eyes. Take this ismid, and the Master alayhi salatu salam said, inshallah, your vision will improve and it will get better also. So you got your shopping list, the rest you know better than me. So A for Ajwa, B for Barni, I for ismid. Ismid is your surma. You sisters, for you, there are three times that are designated for you to come inside in front to read Salat and Salam. The masjid is open 24 hours, but to come in front, in the morning, around 7 o'clock, up past 6, depending what season we're talking about, now it is midsummer, so make sure you take umbrellas, you take enough, you understand, medication, all that with you. So, because it's very hot, 40, 45, 50 degrees, remember that. In June, July, is very, now it's July, it's very hot, August also. So in that way there, that when you want to go for your Salat and Salam, sisters, so about say 6 o'clock, up past 6, 7 o'clock, they'll open the doors till about 11, up past 11, and then they close it for the ladies. Then between Zuhur and Asr, again they will open, you'll have another 1.5-2 hours there. And then after Isha, they will open, then midnight, up past 11, 11 o'clock, midnight, they close it. So these are the three times you can go in front, sisters. In the morning, about 4 or 5 hours, depending on the season. Then in Zohar and Asr, and then after Isha, you get another 3-4 hours. The Haram is open, you can go any time, but to go in front, that is your issue. Masla, for you sisters, you reach Medina Munawwara, you were so excited and elated, and now your napaki started. You are in your menses. Now, the husband is very disappointed. The hungry man is an angry man. So he got his disappointment. You are disappointed. Now what happens? You can't enter the masjid. So remember in your hotel room that you just read durood, salawat, salutations in abundance. And that is what you will do. When you are clean and you are 100% sure, you take your ghusl and thereafter you come and read your salat and salam and everything inside the masjid. The issue about 40 rakats, 40 salats rather, there in Medina Munawwara, it has a basis. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anh, if you're receiving my nasiha daily, so today we spoke of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anh, he's that sahabi, he lived for over 100 years. He reported, narrated from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salla fi masjidi hadha 40 salatan la tafutuhu salatun. Who reads 40 salats, first salat consecutively? You don't miss even one rakat. So it means with the imam. So from takbir ula you are there. Then what would happen? That kutibat lahu bara'atun minan nar. He will be free from the fire. And wa najatun minal adab. He will be given emancipation from the punishment. Wa bari'a minan nifaq. And inshallah he will be free from nifaq and hypocrisy. So you the men especially make that intention that you will read your 40 salats here in the masjid. So you must remember that is something that we should try and do. That you the men, the woman you read in the hotel room. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the sahabiyat, وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرُ لَهُنَّ, that their homes are better for you. So you still get the great reward. But if you read salat in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara behind the imam, remember your salat would be valid and there is no problem with that as well. Then we speak about inside Masjid Nabawi, there are few areas that you should know, and that is that Ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah. The portion between my house, where the Master alayhi salatu salam is resting, the court of Nabi alayhi salam, Rawda Mubarakah, and the mimbar, the pulpit, is one of the gardens of Jannah, and the hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So you will see there are big, big crowds, and they put you in groups. So sometimes you wait half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, and then you come, you read your salat, and then the police will take you out. So that's the easiest way for you to get placed there. Normally, people ask that what is the best time to read Salat and Salam? The best time is between Zohr and Asr, because sometimes the police go for lunch, they go and rest in Qailula and rest, but the police are still there. Or in the early part of the morning, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock also if you go, inshallah the crowd is not so big, because majority of the people are sleeping. Inside that Riyazul Jannah, remember you will find certain pillars. There by the green fence, you will see Ustuwana-i Wufud, where Nabi alayhi salatu salam used to receive the various delegations. Then you will find Ustuwana-i Sarir, where the Master alayhi salatu salam performed itikaf. Then Ustuwana-i Hars. You know, in those days, there were Jews there, the Munafiqeen, hypocrites were there. And they always wanted to cause some problems. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam would appoint some person to be guard there, Sayyidina Bilal, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, other Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So that is the two pillars that are in the middle like. So those are very important. Remember Ustuwana Abi Lubaba. Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he divulged a secret of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the enemy. Then he realized his mistake. Then he fastened himself, and only for salat, human need, and salat and wuzu and so forth, then he would untie himself. Then after several days, the bisharat and the glad tidings came that his tawbah is accepted. Lo and behold, the ayat got revealed for him and so forth. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala forgave him. And you will see, if you can read Arabic, Ustuwana Abi Lubaba in the tawbah. So his tawbah was accepted. So if in that area anywhere, we can read two rakat salatu tawbah, it's excellent. Allah will accept our tawbah and repentance, inshallah. Ustuwana Aisha, you will see there, our mother Siddiqa bint Aisha, Siddiqa bint Siddiq, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. She states there's a place here in Masjid Nabawi. If the people knew how important, significant it was, it is, they would have cast raffles and lots. Meaning that whatever dua, provided that is permissible, remember your dua is accepted. So try when you get placed, try and go to Ustuwana Abi Lubaba, Ustuwana Aisha in that area, and in sajda make dua. Learn some duas, all the Rabbanas and so forth. Because the police are walking around, once you make salam, they'll come catch you. Kum, kum ya haji, move it up ya haji. So if you know, if you make lengthy sajda, 1, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, nobody will trouble you. All your Rabbanas and so forth, you read those duas in sajda, and subhanallah, we are guests of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We in Masjid Nabawi, we in Riyadul Jannah. So what do you think? Our duas are accepted, inshallah. So inshallah, we should do that as well. And thereafter, remember, there are 2-3 other places. You sisters, I'm very sad to tell you, but you won't be able to see that because all this are in the men's section. When you enter from Malik Fahad door, the King Fahad gate, as they call it nowadays, you just go on the left-hand side and you will see the second musalla, the last musalla there. You must just pick it up when the police are not looking too much. You will see the design there is different. There are 3 circles there. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed the verse, لَنْ تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not obtain piety until you spend from that which you love. Abu Talha Ansari gave his garden in the path of Allah, and his garden was there. Subhanallah. So the authorities, they made that nishani. Likewise, when you enter from Babu Salam and you turn back, you will see a plaque. There was the house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And so like that, there are many other places, but inshallah, Allah ta'ala take us, and always inshallah, there make the dua, Allah ta'ala accept our ziyarat, our umrah, our hajj and so forth. I got a message now, it's time to take a break. Inshallah, we will go for a short break, and then we'll continue inshallah.